And you do it by doing what the word said. This is what Joshua said, and you heard it before, but listen what it says. But this book of the law, this word of God, this book of the law, this word of God shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate in it every once in a while. Oh, every now and then you can think about it. No, what did he say? Day and night. For what reason? That you may observe to do according to what? All. How much is all? When you get all of Houston, how much do you have? All that are written therein. I can't do all that. Well, he just said it. You mean God lied to you? No. That you may observe to do all that are written therein. For then, I'm going to say it again because y'all ain't saying that. I'm going to say it till it get through. For then. Still ain't got through. For then thou shalt, not God. Look at it. It's up there. For then thou shalt. Who shall? I shall. You shall make your way prosper, and you shall have good success. You shall have what? Good success. You see, righteousness is the ability to stand in the presence of the Father without the sense of guilt, condemnation, or inferiority, as though sin had never existed. Wow. Wow. You mean I can stand in the presence of God without the sense of guilt and condemnation? How many times you gone before God and you felt about that talk? Didn't stay a long time either, did you? Come on. But he said, let us come boldly. Amen. I said, didn't he say it? Let us come boldly to the throne. And condemnation, guilt, condemnation, inferiority, all jumped out at you. But God have moved that guilt, that condemnation. Hallelujah. You have been made a son of God. You have been made the redeemed of the Lord. You've been made like the one that he raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a sin conscience. And long as you keep a sin conscience, you will not boldly claim, take possession, move in and take possession of what belongs to you. You and I sit here and I stand before you. Every single one of us has a right by God, has been given a right to live a life that he said we should live in John 10:10. That is to be whole, to be have knowledge of God, to live a full life, victorious over death, hell, the grave, demons, evil, poverty, sickness, lack, confusion, you name it. You have been, what did it say? For the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it. Life abundantly, right? To the full, the Amplifier said, to the overflow. And many have lived lives where they barely get by. Huh? They are depressed. They are mad. They are sad. But God has given you joy, peace, victory over all the works of darkness. He given you light so you could see, give you hearts, so a heart of faith so you can believe. And faith is the power that faith is what you got to release the force behind righteousness that you go after that. That belongs to me. Now, devil, you're not going to take my peace. You're not going to take possession of my stuff. I'm not going to live from hand to mouth, from paycheck to paycheck, just trying to survive. I'm not going to live in this depression. Somebody always cussing me out and dogging me out. I wasn't created for that. I'm not going to live in the kind of relationship where I'm always getting dogged out, beat up, and bummed out. Anybody? I don't know what I'm going to do. And I got to lie and cheat and beg and get on every kind of program. And when I get on this program, I'm still messed up. No, I have been made the righteousness of God to live like kings and priests unto God. I'm going to renew my mind so I can think that way, so I can talk that way, so I can live that way, because that's who I am. And I will know how to release this force that's on the inside of me as I develop it, as righteousness is developing me. And what I mean by that, I gain a revelation knowledge that I am the righteousness of God. And because I know that, then I will not accept any of that other stuff. Hallelujah. I will not accept it, but I will take my possession and take my place and operate in the righteousness that God has given me. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Listen what 1 Corinthians 15:34. Put that up. Look, listen what this says. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We got it up there. 1 Corinthians 15:34. Do what? Do what, y'all? Do what? Do what? Do what? Awake to who? And sin not. When you talk about how broke you are and how bad things are, and how you can't do this, and they won't do that, they won't let me do this, and I tell you what, I just don't know what I'm going to do. You are sinning. Because in Christ Jesus, God has given us everything. Do you understand what I just said? Everything that has to do with life, it has been given. And he said, awake to the fact that you have been made righteous. So you have everything in your everything in your possession, or should I say at your disposal. So you can take possession of it. But he said, well, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. You're living bummed out because you hadn't awake to righteousness. You're mad at everybody else, your problem. Everybody else, if it wasn't for so-and-so, I'll be all right. If it wasn't for so-and-so, I'll be all right. They didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. If Pastor had done that, it'd have been all right. But he did that. And everybody else is the problem. But the Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Because nobody can stop you. Ooh, it's sure getting quiet.